Also on a Wednesday, we take some podcast picks, and I'm joined now by Alex Higby. Hello, Alex.
Hi, Jesse.
Podcast nuts. Quite keen on the political podcasts, although you look like you're branching out a wee bit this week. Before you begin, someone has texted me, great show, but I have asked many people what a podcast is. Most aren't sure, or they give very different explanations. Could you please explain it for us? People who aren't part of the media, can you explain it for us in layman's terms?
My goodness, you didn't prepare me for this. I would explain it as audio recording that, I don't know, tells a story. Is that basic enough? Too basic?
I mean, you can have another go at it next week if you like.
Yeah, give me some warning next time.
It's a spoken word program, I suppose, right?
Okay,
it's
program, yes. Program is a better word.
Sometimes an interview, sometimes a story, but you can listen to it whenever you like, and usually on your phone or some sort of audio device. It's sort of like the radio, but it's portable. And transportable and quite niche, so if you're into a particular topic, you can go as deep as you like.
Technically, you can listen to this, us talking about podcasts as a podcast, right?
Yeah, that's pretty meta, but you are correct. What do you have, if someone wants to have a bit of go at defining a podcast in a nutshell, text it through to me on 2101. Tell me about making the call, Alex.
I love this. This is my... I haven't been listening to too many COVID-19-centric podcasts just because I'm a bit over all that content. But this one was really great at just looking at the ethical decisions made by people on the front lines of the disease. So medical professionals, but then also patients and people making laws and making those kind of legal decisions as well. And the first episode came out early April when the US was deciding, well, they were trying to figure out if they had enough ventilators in case things got bad, which we know they actually definitely did. And so the first episode was titled, so each episode's framed as a question, like an ethical question. And the first episode was called Who Gets the Ventilator? And it's hosted by two bioethicists who, one of the guys, Zeke Emanuel, he was the architect of the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, so he knows a lot of stuff. And then the other one is Jonathan Marino, who's a professor of medical ethics and health policy. So he also knows his stuff.
And they is it frustrating? Sorry to interrupt. Yes. Is it frustrating to hear this erudite and philosophical dissection of how an ethical decision should be made, knowing that the people making these decisions are either making it up as they go along or hopelessly compromised by their political aspirations?
Well, I went into this thinking, oh, I hate the idea of reducing human beings and the decisions that we make to these kind of values and data points. But at the end of the day, it's kind of inevitable. Like, these people have to make decisions. And it's, I mean, this whole podcast is based on the US and the US's response to the crisis. So it's just hopeless going in. Like, you know it's not going to be good. But it is quite interesting just knowing how they kind of just get, every time they pick apart these questions and the answers, it all just comes back to existing problems in society. So there's no, it's just like, well, this is an issue because this is always an issue.
What do you mean by that?
Well, they have like one episode in particular where is it? Made a note. Where they talk about like the outbreak in prison, and a lot of that is just due to overcrowding, just people being on top of each other, and so it's kind of an issue that existed before this even became a problem.
Yeah,
so
that COVID-19 just exposes existing problems,
existing inequality. Yeah, so that was kind of in a really weird way reassuring because you're like, oh, maybe now that this is so bad, we might actually do something about that. The core problem that we already had.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. I don't have a lot of hope.
Okay, that sounds good. And obviously it's pretty new, given that they're dealing with this COVID-19 crisis. First episode was beginning of April, and what is it, weekly?
Yeah, every Wednesday. So they kind of ask a new question based on what's kind of hitting the headlines at that point.
Great. I love it. It's called Making the Call. I'm talking to Alex Higby on podcasts. Do you know where the word podcast, this is not a trick question, I'm not trying to catch you out, but do you know where the word podcast comes from, Alex?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Andrew sent me an email because he heard us arguing about the definition. Play on demand. Play on demand stands for pod. And therein lies the secret of how you explain a podcast to somebody.
I've learnt something new today.
Yeah. Okay. What else do you have for us?
There was this podcast that came out the same sort of time, early April, with Cheryl. How do you say her last name? Strait? Is it Strait? The author of Wired?
Cheryl Strayed. Yeah, she changed her name to that. As a kind of a gag, I think. Yeah. Go on, carry on.
That's great. But she does a podcast called Sugar Calling, because apparently her nickname is Sugar. And she just gets on the phone with a bunch of wise old mentors, like writer friends / mentors. And she just talks to them about what it's like existing at this point in time and gets into like the heavy emotional stuff, which is, I found, quite reassuring. Like, it's not so much about the like COVID-19 or the pandemic or anything, but it's about like how we're all feeling with like the uncertainty around this. And
it's reassuring to hear other people going through the same thing.
Yeah, and they just want to talk about it, how they're feeling and how they're dealing with it. The first episode was quite great because it came out just as New Zealand was like, we've been in lockdown for like 2 or 3 weeks or whatever. And we just didn't know when it was going to end, what was coming next. Everything was like super, super uncertain. And she talked to George Saunders. He used to be her, he was her lecturer or something when she did grad school. And he wrote the 2017 Man Booker winner, Lincoln and the Bardo.
Yeah.
And which is great. And
have you read it?
Yeah, I quite like it. Kind of reimagined Lincoln and his like relationship with his son who's just passed away. It's very imaginative. But yeah, they talk about what it means to be an artist or a writer in this moment, and even just to be a regular person, just like bearing witness to this moment in history, and how important it is to pay attention to all the details that are happening right now, just so that we can learn from it. So in future, when students are learning about this point in time, we have a record of what happened and how everyone felt, how everyone got through it.
Yeah, an emotional record as well as just the sort of the news record, I suppose.
Yeah, totally.
Cheryl Strayed, by the way, she wrote what was Wild, wasn't it?
Yeah.
She was played by Reese Witherspoon in the movie.
That's exactly
from Lost to Found on the Pacific Crest Trail. Great. Okay, Alex, and one more for us, please. 13 Minutes to the Moon. I had a few texts from people who are looking forward to hearing about this one.
Yeah, I've just got into it. I think I'm up to episode 2 or 3 at this point. It's one of those podcasts where you really have to sit down and pay attention. You can't be doing something else. It's distracting. So it's basically a documentary-style podcast on Apollo 13. And they talk to the living astronauts that were on board when the explosion happened. And they came back down to Earth. So I actually knew nothing about this before I started listening.
Yeah, you don't strike me as a space nut.
I am like interested in very broad strokes. I know nothing about Saturn V or Apollo, nothing much about Apollo 11, anything like that, the Apollo space program. But it sounds like a very interesting story filled with superstition and tiny little mistakes that kind of domino effect. So I haven't even seen the film about this with Tom Hanks. So I just went in like completely oblivious.
Right. But it's no, I love good that. I love it. Even when you do sort of vaguely remember a historical event, it's sometimes quite good to watch the retelling of it or the dramatisation of it, because you think, oh, it's sort of reminded me of things I only half knew, like the People versus O.J. Simpson. I don't know if you ever saw that one. I mean, by the time I watched that, I'd almost forgotten whether he got found guilty or not. So it was like watching it for the first time.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so that one is called 13 Minutes to the Moon, BBC. And people just look these up on their regular podcast player. Making the Call was the first
one. Season two. There is a season one on Apollo 11 going to the moon for the first time, but I skipped that.
Okay, great. Alex Higbee, nice to chat to you. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Alex is our podcast critic.